Welcome back. Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in, about 20 minutes. Well, not even quite 20 minutes. A little bit less than that. We'll get your Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update. We've got your sign of the apocalypse later this hour. And at 6:50-ish, we have your weekend movie preview. A lot of movies out in the theater this weekend, but I think Super Mario Brothers, the movie, is probably still going to dominate. There's also some new things on streaming to let you know about as well. Top three stories here. Governor DeSantis has signed the six-week abortion ban into place. It will probably have a legal challenge, just like the current 15-week abortion ban does. Waiting for the Florida Supreme Court to weigh in on that before we even move on to the six-week abortion ban one. In the meantime, the U.S. Supreme Court has lifted the abortion pill restrictions. There was a lower U.S. Court of Appeals yesterday who ruled that the temporary restrictions, like not being able to send the abortion pill through the mail, was going to be upheld. So in other words, the restriction, you couldn't mail the abortion pill or order it in the mail and stuff like that. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court today said, no, we're lifting those restrictions, at least until like Wednesday of next week, where they're going to try to review things with that. And then finally, the biggest U.S. banks are reporting bumper profits, even though the industry had some turmoil. So we had a couple of banks that went under over the past few months. But J.P. Morgan Chase says we're about 52% higher in profits. 52%. Holy smokes. No bank bailouts allowed. It's like, holy smokes, that's huge. And that's what I was saying, too. When those banks went under, I was like, I'm surprised to see them go under, because with the higher interest rates, that benefits them. And we had a few people saying, well, maybe a lot less people are getting loans. But I'm like, but they're not. We're still seeing cars selling like crazy. We're seeing houses selling like crazy still. Yeah, it's not as crazy as it was during the height of the pandemic, but that was like insane amount of houses and cars being sold. I can't even say we're normal. We're still like, cars are still selling, both used cars. Remember, I just covered a story 2 weeks ago. Used car prices are skyrocketing again because there's just not enough new cars to meet buyer demand. So people are still buying. And so everybody's buying, everybody's getting these loans. They got higher interest rate. This should benefit the banks. Sure enough, that's what we're seeing. JP Morgan saying, 52%. Other large banks also getting close to 50% profit. It was just those two other banks that went under. They just did not operate properly. All right, those are your top three stories. Got a question for you. Do you think Governor DeSantis waited too long to get into the presidential race? Of course, he's still not even in it yet. So is he waiting too long if he's going to run? A lot of his supporters think he has. They think he's taking too much time, and the window for him to get into the race has already disappeared. I'll share my thoughts on that right after Traffic on the Fives.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as 29 north and southbound direction. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads causing some slowdowns, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Do you think Governor DeSantis has waited too long? Some of his supporters believe that he has. That the time has passed, and that's the reason why we're seeing Trump in the polls just really starting to really take a big lead, is because there was a small window there where you might have been able to take some of his support, but now that window's gone. A super PAC that supports Governor DeSantis to run for president has released its first ad today, pushing, basically saying, hey, this is the person. This is the person you need to elect. I think it's crazy because he hasn't even announced that he's running. We still don't even know if he's even seriously planning on doing so just yet. But that's what they've done. Now, I look at it, I don't think so. I do not think he's waited too long if he's going to get in the race at all. We did have today that Mike Pompeo has decided to drop out of the race. I think a big reason why Mike Pompeo has decided to drop out of the race was because Trump is doing so well. I think this indictment against him has really kind of shot up, like, where people, I mean, the majority of Americans believe that this was politically motivated. Even if they find something on him, and even if they convict him, most Americans still believe it was politically motivated. And with that political motivation, nobody likes that. And so they're like, hey, this was politically motivated. And even if I might have been thinking about supporting somebody else, now with this, I'm going to vote for him just to spite the people who are trying to keep him out of office. That's how a lot of people feel. So, but I don't think he's waited. I don't think DeSantis or anybody has waited too long to get into the race yet. I mean, it's really going to start ramping up here at the end of the summer. And really in the summer. And the summer is when they're going to start campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina. And they're going to go to the Iowa State Fair. And they're going to go to this thing in Vegas. And they're going to go to all these things like that. That's when they're really going to start campaigning in the summer. So as long as you announce before the summer, you're okay. And then the first caucuses and primaries are in February. So that gives you 6 months to really ramp it up. And as long as you got a good campaign, and it doesn't matter what other states feel. The first few states, the first handful of states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, as long as he does well in those, that's all that matters. And so just focus on those states. And you've had the approach from like people like Jeb Bush, who in 2016 decided he wasn't going to focus on Iowa. He wasn't going to focus on South Carolina and New Hampshire. And he was going to focus and make sure he won Florida. He pretty much felt like he had that in the bag. So he's going to focus on that. He's going to focus on Georgia. He forgot this. By the time it got to those states that he was sure he was going to win, he already had to drop out because he didn't have enough support in the early states. So that was a huge mistake. So I don't like the way the primary system is, but as long as it is this way, you need to follow it. You got to do well in Iowa. You got to do well in New Hampshire. And then it'll catapult your look at Pete Buttigieg. If President Biden decides to not run this election, the top front runner in pretty much every Democrat poll right now is Pete Buttigieg. And so, whoa, where did this guy come from, right? So he's the transportation secretary, but the reason why he's the front runner is because he did so well in Iowa. Look at in past Republican elections. You have people like Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, came out of nowhere, did so well because they did so well in Iowa. And then New Hampshire, and it just goes on and on. So, no, it's not too late for DeSantis. As long as he's in before the summer, whoever else it is, like Tim Scott, he just announced, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, by the way, coming out and saying that that Trump is a good leader, but we don't need his baggage. And so she's starting to become a little bit more vocal going against Trump. And look, as long as she does good in Iowa, that's all that matters. It'll catapult her campaign. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, so Northeast Ottumwa presents Hogfest 2023 at Pensacola Harley-Davidson, April 29th. Your $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry for the drawdown for a new Harley-Davidson. Door tickets for the party are also available. The event benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is opting out of the 2024 presidential race. Many have speculated he would challenge his old boss, but today telling Fox News he's not going to join the race. Former President Trump, meanwhile, railing against President Biden's gun control agenda. Speaking at the NRA's annual meeting in Indianapolis, Trump told the crowd, "No one will lay a finger on your guns if he's elected president in 2024. Operations slowly resuming at the airport in Fort Lauderdale today. Reopening after the rainiest day in the city's history. A flash flood emergency shut down operations for the last couple of days. And another big weekend expected for Super Mario Brothers. Anywhere from $58 to $66 million in its second weekend. This after passing $500 million in its first weekend. Bobby?
Yeah, and I imagine it'll probably do well. We'll break down more movies coming up here for our weekend movie preview in about 30 minutes. But there's like four new movies out in the theater, but none of them are really gonna take that unless this. Remember, Super Mario Brothers came out early last week. It came out like Tuesday.
Yeah,
it came out Tuesday midnight, so Wednesday morning. And so it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Maybe the people who wanted to, clamor to see Super Mario Brothers all saw it last week during spring breaks and stuff like that. And so maybe it will kind of die down this week. Maybe it was a big push, and then we'll see what happens. But my guess is it's probably going to extend.
I think it will. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I know, like you were saying, like when you saw it, like the theater was packed, right?
And so, packed out.
Yeah. Yep. So. I think a lot of people are going to, holding off for this weekend, where theaters not going to be quite as full and get to stretch out the legs a little bit. So, yeah, I think it'll do well. And I know I am not familiar with this Nicolas Cage movie, but I know you've talked about it. Mm-hmm. And I know you'll obviously talk about it more later, but you think this gives it a serious run at all?
No. Because it's rated R, so you're going to limit your audience in and of itself right there. Like, usually when horror films do really, really well, it's because they're PG-13, and so you can get a lot of the teenage crowd going in there.
Okay.
This is rated R, and so it's going to limit the people who can go see the film. And I don't think it has as wide of an appeal as, like, Deadpool that's rated R, or the Last Wolverine, or Joker, and some of these other ones that are rated R that have done really, really well in the box office. It doesn't have that big of an appeal for that.
Nicolas Cage
doesn't have the same draw used to have.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I did see a rumor that there's apparently going around that Oppenheimer, a film that I'm very excited for,
yes,
might be getting pushed to November, but they said that was not the case. So it looks like Oppenheimer and Barbie are going to be going off, squaring off against each other the same weekend in the summer. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I am too. Because I'd rather. I mean, I'm not really that interested in seeing the Barbie film, but the Oppenheimer one looks very, very interested in that one.
Yeah.
So, and Christopher Nolan directing it, so yeah, it'll be a good one. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. Our slowdowns on 9 Mile Road have also cleared up, and we are looking good throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre on 98. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, we've got your quick Florida legislative update to give you next on News Radio 92.3.
We get it almost every night when that moon is big and bright as a supernatural.
That's Gola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 20 minutes. Got your weekend movie preview. Lots of movies out in the theater. So the Florida legislature today had a couple bills. One of them is going to increase the penalties for attacking a defense attorney or a public defender. And I was like, wait, what? Who's attacking the defense attorney? Turns out there's been a couple attacks from the actual client of the defense attorney or the public defender. And that's just a misdemeanor. If you attack a judge or a law enforcement officer or prosecutor, it's a felony. But attacking a defense lawyer or a public defender is just a misdemeanor. So they're trying to correct that. The House has passed the Kid Care expansion. Basically, they're making it so you can earn more money to qualify for Kid Care.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't
Radio 92.3. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Got your weekend movie preview. Lots of movies out on in both the theater and some pretty big options on streaming as well. And some interesting movie news. Before we get to our top three stories and our sports hit, let me let you know about the Gumbo Yaya. Gumbo Yaya cook-off is going to return to Seville Quarter April 22nd. That's a Saturday. Amateur and professional teams will compete for the bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. Judging and public tasting begins at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. All proceeds benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. You can check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. And then the weekend after that, Friday, April 28th through April 30th, Fiesta Pensacola is hosting the 2023 Crawfish Festival. So it's going to be at Seville Square in Fountain Park. Come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Find out crawfish eating contest times and entertainment lineup at newsradio923.com. And that's newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get to your sports hit. The Governor DeSantis has signed the 6-week abortion ban, which has become a national story at this point in time. And he is we still have a legal challenge to the 15-week abortion ban, and they've gone ahead and signed a new one. Supreme Court, in the meantime, U.S. Supreme Court has lifted the abortion pill restrictions. There was a restriction that you can't mail them and some other things. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the restrictions yesterday, but the U.S. Supreme Court struck it down today, at least temporarily. And finally, the biggest U.S. banks have reported big profits amid industry turmoil. So even though we've seen a couple of banks shutter, close their doors, J.P. Morgan Chase, for example, reported 52% profit. Higher profit, excuse me. 52% higher profit. Wow. All right, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the Bulls and the Heat are squaring off right now for the final playoff spot in the East. And this game is on TNT. Miami Heat lead by 6 points, 31-25 over the Bulls in the second quarter. Then at 8:30 on ESPN. So this game's on TNT. The Bulls Heat is on TNT. But on ESPN at 8:30, Oklahoma City Thunder will be playing the Minnesota Timberwolves for the last spot in the West. Then Major League Baseball underway right now. And we've got, let's see here. Miami Marlins are playing the Diamondbacks. They're leading 5-0, top of the fifth inning. Tampa Bay is top of the third inning, and they're actually getting beat by the Blue Jays 2-0. But they came back last night in order to win. So hopefully they'll be able to come back today, because if they win, they'll break the record for the most wins for opening a season. And then the Atlanta Braves are playing later against the Kansas City Royals. The Braves are 9-4. Kansas City Royals are 4-9. Some other games going on. Phillies are beating the Reds 5-1, bottom of the fourth. The Washington Nationals and the Cleveland Guardians are still scoreless at the bottom of the third. Yankees are beating the Twins 2-0, bottom of the third. And top of the fourth on Apple TV+, Detroit Tigers are beating the San Francisco Giants 2-1. And also on Apple TV Plus is the Angels against the Boston Red Sox. Angels lead 2-0. That one's bottom of the second. White Sox are beating the Baltimore Orioles 1-0. ESPN Plus has the Milwaukee Brewers against the Padres later tonight about 8:40. Then NHL hockey is underway right now. The puck just dropped just a couple minutes ago, and already Columbus Blue Jackets have scored. The Columbus Blue Jackets lead Buffalo 1-0. And then later on ESPN Plus will be Colorado against Nashville. I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. On Davis Highway, we have no slowdowns to report, as well as East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley in University Parkway. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so lots of big news in the NHL. The Ducks have gone ahead and parted ways with their head coach, who led the team to the worst record in franchise history. Capitals have also gotten rid of their head coach after three seasons. And the Penguins have cleaned house after missing the playoffs. They fired the president, the general manager, and the assistant general manager. Major League Baseball, San Francisco Giants pitcher Logan Webb has agreed to a five-year, $90 million extension. And former Buccaneer defensive tackle Gerald McCoy has retired. So he made six consecutive Pro Bowls from 2012 to 2015. And now he's going ahead and hanging up the laces. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So about last week or so, we mentioned that Taco Bell was doing this new thing. You had to be one of their app subscribers or whatever. But you could go on there and decide which menu item you want to bring back. And it was between the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco and the Beefy Crunch Burrito. So the Dorito Loco Taco, that's pretty self-explanatory. The taco shell tastes like a Cool Ranch taco, a Cool Ranch Dorito. The Beefy Crunch Burrito, a little confusing in the name, but it has seasoned beef, seasoned rice, sour cream, nacho cheese, but here's the key. Fritos Flamin' Hot Flavored Corn Chips mixed in there. And so the votes have all been in, and the Beefy Crunch Burrito will be on the menu in August. And it'll be for a limited time, but that's the one that Taco Bell members voted for. I saw this story here, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. An athletic director from San Francisco State University has had weighed in on the trans controversy. Remember, Riley Gaines, the University of Kentucky swimmer, went to the campus and spoke in favor of protecting women's sports from biological males. And then she left the event and she said she got jumped. And oh my goodness. So in the response to all this hubbub in the media going on about this, San Francisco State University's athletic director, who is a female, Stephanie Shreve Hawkins, said that believing men have an athletic advantage over women in sports is a common mistake. Say what? Yeah. She basically is saying that there is no competitive difference between men and women. She goes on and explains. So you'll notice that especially transgender male to female is the one that people are focusing most on because it's gender biased in a way as well. So what does that say about women? That women aren't strong? Yes. Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Women are not as strong as men. They can be strong, but when you're given two competitive levels, like two athletes who are, because we're not talking about like an athletic woman versus a dude who's a couch potato. Okay, this is not apples to apples here. We're talking athlete to athlete. Okay, dude on the couch potato isn't trying to swim in races, run cycling races, run track and field events, play basketball, play softball. They're not doing these things. So you're talking about athlete versus athlete. And yes, I'm sorry, female athletes are not as strong, fast, or powerful as a male. There are very rare exceptions, but even those very rare exceptions, they usually can't compete on a higher level. They just can't. And so I'm just flabbergasted. This is the athletic director stating there's no competitive difference. Really? Well, here's some evidence. So let's use the Leah Thompson, the guy born as William Thomas, who's breaking records at the University of Pennsylvania women's swim team. I didn't know this until recently, but he had competed on the men's swim team for 3 years. And he ranked 462nd best swimmer. Yeah, I think in that one, you say the worst swimmer. 462nd is where he ranked for 3 years on the men's swim team for University of Pennsylvania. Then he switched to the women's team, and now he's breaking records. He's breaking the female record. So what do you mean there's no competitive advantage? Obviously, there's a competitive advantage. And it's not just that. Swimming, we mentioned. Indoor track and field. Weightlifting. Can you imagine? Weightlifting? Are you kidding me? Okay. And now they're doing cycling. They're breaking records in cycling events. I'm just blown away. I'm blown away that this is going on and that there's not just defense, like not just people defending transgendered biological males competing in female sports. It's not people just defending that, but they're getting so angry. They're literally becoming violent at somebody who's trying to stand up for women. I'm the feminist of like the 1960s and 70s and 80s would be losing their minds if they saw women, like people being beat up because they're trying to say, hey, I just want a biological female to compete against other biological females. It's like a bizarro world situation, to be honest. It's like, what world am I living in? Yes, there is a competitive difference between men and women. Otherwise, you would have women playing on male baseball teams in high school and middle school, and they would be in the, you know, in Major League Baseball. There would be, instead of a WNBA, there would be an NBA, and it would be mixed with women and men. But it's not. You know why? Because women, there is a competitive difference. Oh my goodness. And this is the athletic director. I cannot believe it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here and, oh, we've got to get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse here for you. New York City has appointed its first ever rat czar. A rat czar. Okay. Her name is Splinter. Just kidding. Kathleen Karate. She's been hired as the city's director of rodent mitigation. Apparently, they've been having such a problem with rats in New York City now that they're trying to, they need somebody in charge of just getting rid of them. She's going to earn her salary at $155,000 a year, which, by the way, is not that much in New York City. But her job is to find innovative ways to cut off rats food sources and use new technologies to detect and exterminate rat populations, like artificial intelligence dogs. I don't know. Artificial intelligence cats that will go out and hunt them down and exterminate them. So, but that's kind of weird. They got so many rats, they decided they needed to have a rat czar. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Weekend movie preview. Stick around.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in. Breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by text in 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90 and Highway 98. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom real quick. Joe?
Bobby, 21-year-old Jack Teixeira, the member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents, will remain jailed until his next court appearance in Boston. He made a brief appearance in court today. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is opting out of the 2024 presidential race, confirming that with Fox News. It looks like another cold, wet winter in store for the southern U.S. as NOAA says El Nino is gearing up ahead of schedule. And it's happy trails to the longest-running Broadway show in history. The final show for The Phantom of the Opera will be this Sunday. It's been nearly 14,000 Phantom of the Opera shows performed in the last 35 years.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All righty. Weekend movie preview here for you. Let's get started with There's a lot of movies out in the theater. I still think Super Mario Brothers is going to be the big one. But Renfield is coming out, starring Nicolas Cage and Nicholas Hoult. Renfield is the tortured aide to his boss, Dracula. And he's forced to procure his master's prey and do all of his bidding. After centuries, he's decided to break off on his own, get out of his shadow. But he's got to find a way to end his codependency on Dracula. That's in the theater. There's The Pope's Exorcist, starring Russell Crowe, also rated R. It's based on the true story of Father Gabriel Amorth, the chief exorcist of the Vatican. Then Mafia Mama, rated R, starring Toni Collette and Monica Bellucci. It's a mild-mannered suburban American mom unexpectedly inherits her late grandfather's mafia empire in Italy. So it's a comedy. And then Sweetwater, based on the true story of Hall of Famer Nat Sweetwater Clifton, made history as the first African-American to sign an NBA contract. That's PG-13 in theaters. And finally in theaters, Nefarious, starring Sean Patrick Flannery. On the day of his scheduled execution, a convicted serial killer tells a psychiatrist that he's a demon who can possess his body, and he tells the doctor that he'll soon commit 3 murders of his own. And so it's called Nefarious. It's rated R in theaters. So a lot of movies in the theater, but I think Super Mario Brothers is still going to be the dominant one. On streaming, you got a few options here. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Season 5, the final season, is on Amazon Prime now. They've released 3 episodes, I believe. Barry, Season 4, which I also believe is going to be the final season. That's on HBO. Florida Man is on Netflix. 7 Kings Must Die is a movie on Netflix as well. Jane is a new TV series on Apple TV Plus. And The Last Thing He Told Me, starring Jennifer Garner, is a TV series on Apple TV Plus. And Disney Plus has Renovations with Jeremy Renner, where he's remodeling things. So it looks kind of cool. And a couple of news stories here for you real quick. Stranger Things, an animated version, is going to be coming to Netflix. And a Harry Potter TV series for HBO Max is coming out. And it will be a remake of the films, of the books. There's going to be a TV series with a whole new cast on HBO Max. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.